human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet. When the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva dehastu, chideva lokash, chideva bhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam paramartha rupam.
Om Shanti. There's a saint in South India. She is named or famous as the Hugging Amma. There's one story related to that. Once there was a tsunami in one area in Tamil Nadu, Nagapattinam. And the brahmacharis of the ashram went there for the rescue task. Whilst the relief work was going on, one of the brahmacharis thought he should visit the nearby Shiva temple. And with this end in mind, he went there. But when he reached there, he found there's a lot of crowd. And there is a huge queue in front of the temple. He couldn't do anything else than just standing there in the queue. And whilst he was standing there, he was getting restless because the line was big. And the movements were slow. So he was getting restless, fidgety, looking at his restive movements. The policeman who was there got suspicious. He thought this guy is a pickpocket. So he caught hold of him, started searching his pockets and everything. The brahmachari was again and again trying to prove his innocence, but to no avail. The policeman was beyond any convincing. And ultimately he took that brahmachari to the police station and locked him up. When the other brahmacharis got to know that one of their colleagues is missing, they were worried. They inquired here and there, and ultimately they got to know that their friend is behind the bars. So they reached The police station met the police inspector and informed him about the real situation. The brahmachari got released. They all came back to Amma and asked her, "What is all this?" A brahmachari who has dedicated his entire life to a noble cause, and we are going there to help the afflicted, the suffering, the poor. We are engaged in such exalted task with such elevated aim, and yet the brahmachari had to spend the entire night in lockup. Why? What is the reason for this weird turn of events? And Amma said, "It is true that you are engaged in such a exalted and noble task, and yet good souls have to suffer sometime. It could be partly because of some planetary condition, some unfavorable condition. It could be because of the previous karmic accounts. And when you encounter such unfathomable series of events, such a battery of mishappenings, you just have to sit down and accept, rather than giving way to n number of questionings. Because there are many things which we still don't know about ourselves, what we have done in our previous births. So various accounts are getting settled. And it is possible that this brahmachari might have stayed in jail for a protracted period of time, but because of the good deeds, because of the pure intentions, he was released just after a night stay. So things may go against the grain with you, yet stay steadfast, tenacious in your resolve, unyielding in the face of challenges, persistent no matter what happens, with an absolute faith in the divine, in your own good deeds, rather than becoming a timid, a weak-willed soul. Stop all the blubberings and accept the things. Develop the spirit of acceptance at the same time, unyielding, unwavering in your thoughts, in your stage. Today's Murli, there are about 9 points. The first point, Baba said, "You are right hand. You are the arms of the Father. You are my arms. I can't do anything without arms. Without you, I am nothing. And every arm is special. Every arm has got speciality." And that's why Bab Dada is extremely happy to see his arms. There was a statue of Jesus which was vandalized in Rome. And the person, probably a terrorist who vandalized that statue, didn't know what he did. But many acts of arson, this was one of them. The men of faith came together. They saw the statue. It was broken. They were thinking of repairing it and to reinstall in the church. But then some of them objected that how can the statue of the Lord, which is broken and then repaired, such a faulty piece, such a faulty statue, we cannot install. And what was the fault? The two arms of the Jesus were cut. So one of them suggested, we will install the statue as it is. And below that, he wrote a beautiful line. You are my arms. Children, you are my arms. You can see that statue in Google Images. In the similar manner, God says, you are my arms. You are my right arms, right hand. Right hand means who doesn't do anything without Srimat. Every thought is as per the divine dictates, as per the direction of the Lord, as per the supreme commandments, the Srimat. The second point is, Baba said, you are self-sovereign. You are kings. Check your kingdom. But he is talking of the internal kingdom. He is talking of the inner kingdom of your senses and your sanskars. How much they obey you. Or there is an inner rebellion going on. A state of complete anarchy. Check. Be the king. Be self-sovereign. Means self-control. If you are king here, you will be king there. If you are leader here, you will be leader there. Be the world leader. So that you become the world leader. Instill those sanskars of self-restraint. The third point is Maryada Purushottam, or Baba is referring to the story of Sita while she was in Ravan's Ashok Vatika. Ravan did everything to convince Sita. He did everything to marry her. He proposed her directly. He showed her his powers, physical powers. He narrated before her his own glories, how he defeated all the gods and goddesses. He appointed demonesses to convince her, sometimes to terrify her, sometimes to chide her, to coax her. He gave her full freedom to roam about in that garden, which was lush green. He tried everything. He showed how imbecile Rama was, how infirm his power is, and he showed how Ram could never reach. He showed his gyan, he showed his modesty. Sometimes he would sit in tapasya in front of her so as to convince her that he is a better match for her. He left no stone unturned. Yet she was tenacious. His every attempt failed. Baba said, you are the real Sita. Never attracted by Ravana, no matter in what form he comes. You are a person who follows the greatest code of conduct, Maryada Purushottam. Instill those sanskars, imbibe those sanskars within you. And one day will come when Ravan will bow down in front of you. Ravana, the five vices and the five elements, they will get turned into five beautiful virtues. They will serve you and you will express your gratitude. So that's the third point. And the fourth, Baba is meeting with a group of Australians and he said to them that you have a lot of patience. The spiritual path entails a lot of patience. Because sometimes the progress is slow, that you feel that you are there only where you were 6 months back. Or rather, you are receding back. This is the path of patience. This is the path of eternal patience. This is the path of eternal waiting. Not getting disheartened. With that firm faith, keep moving. Stop not. Then you have to become Shubchintak, you have to become well-wisher. Divorce Parachintan. Thinking about others, interfering in others' matters, mind your own business. Swadharma. Paradharma in Gita, it is said, is often fraught with fears. So have good wishes for one and everyone, so that a powerful atmosphere, a peaceful atmosphere, and the assembly of angels is seen when somebody enters this place. Then he said about becoming an obstacle-free server. A thought, even a sanskar, should not become a barrier, a hurdle in this path. This is a hurdle race. You know hurdle race? There are hurdles. As you have to jump them, cross them, and then reach. This is a spiritual hurdle race, and this is a spiritual marathon. So prep yourself. The world is a spiritual gymnasium. You have come to become spiritual gymnast to build your spiritual muscles with spiritual drills. And the greatest drill is to become bodiless. Flex your spiritual muscles and become a spiritual bodybuilder. The weightless you become, the more weight you can lift. Bodiless stage is a replacement for food. Bodiless stage is a replacement for sensual happiness. The next is you become Vishwakalyankari. It is not just about Australia or this area or that area. You belong to the world. You have not just come for one place, person, one place, one district, one village, one state, one country. Your interests are international, not national. You are Vishwakalyani. Unlimited visions you have. And then you are the vicar of Kumbhakarna. Baba has focused on service of the influencers. Influence the influencers. Impact the VIPs. Bring them to wake up the Kumbhakarnas of India, because they wake up, say ha, and then they go to sleep snoring again. And the last point is mantra. Give regards and you get regard. This is the secret of expansion of service. So these are the 9 points and today's homework. create a powerful vibrations for global service. So throughout the day, in between, take out 5 minutes and send vibrations of peace. This is the subtle service. And impact the VIPs. Impact those who are in power. Impact the influencers. Those who can influence thousands. The second is make a chart like that. Write 10 points in you. The 10 types of distraction. That is 10 Ravan's head. And 10 powerful weapons you have, or 10 divine virtues, or spiritual points, or spiritual counter weapons, antidotes to counter the effect of that distraction, that vice, that Ravan's head. That is second, subtle service visualization practice, identifying and overcoming Ravan's 10 form. This is the same thing as. So this is a chart you can think of. The distractions you have, the vices you have, the imperfections, the failings, the weaknesses, the flaws, the defects, and what you can do to overcome them, what you can do to counter them, what are the weapons you can think of, go in silence and churn, think, contemplate, and come out with something, because somehow you have to sever all those heads. The ashes should be sacrificed in the ocean. Burn the Ravan and throw his ashes into the ocean. Om Shanti.